Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, June 26, 2017. The plight of pregnant incarcerated women was revealed at the Pro-Life Women's Conference this weekend, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the founder of Opus Dei. The Supreme Court has made some movement on President Trump's travel ban, and the battle for Mosul is almost over. The Pro-Life Women's Conference in Orlando, Florida this weekend held multiple panels on pro-life topics. During the Birth Mom panel, having to do with mothers who place their babies for adoption, one of the panel members, Crystal Allen, who was incarcerated while pregnant, was asked how pregnant women behind bars can be better served. Here is her testimony and the answer to that question.
Pregnant women in prison are not treated very well. They do not get the law-mandated amount of food that they're supposed to get. If I did not get money, I would probably be very, very hungry. I was shipped from Tampa to back to the Ocala prison here in Florida and put into under investigation and put in confinement. And it's not a place that you want to be when you're pregnant in an environment like this. You get three meals a day, of course, but when you're pregnant, you're very hungry. And also you probably have a roommate that's absolutely crazy. I was shipped to a very bad prison in Broward County. I believe that they're closed now, but they house pregnant women at the time, and they make women that are big and pregnant go out and pick weeds, and it is the sight to see, and it is very sad. I'm thankful that I had to be on bed rest, because I don't know how I would have been, like, they would have put me out there. And if you refuse to work, you're going to be in confinement. I was under in confinement for 30 days, and an officer seeing how sick I was on my knees every day, throwing up, just sick to my stomach. I have relationship issues at home. I need to get out of this confinement. I need to talk on the phone. I'm pregnant. I'm sick. And this officer seemed compassionate on me and got me out of confinement like 2 weeks early. The women in the prison system that are pregnant, and there's no help for them. There's not a whole lot. This needs to be done. Their guidelines for their feeding, the way they feed these pregnant women, the care for them, sending pregnant women out to have a baby for one day and shackling them to the bed. That is just inhumane. Like, it was the most, I would not want anybody to ever go through what I went through. It was mentally, it was so horrible. And you don't have anybody. You don't have anybody. Nobody cares about you in there, like your family. And they have people you can talk to, but they don't care about you. And I hope one day to advocate for women in prison that are pregnant and many other areas. Thank you.
God bless her. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Jose Maria Escriva. You're listening to Crusade News.
Is finance a difficult subject to understand? Or is it made unnecessarily complex by the maze of products, laws, and advice that surround it? The Fiscal Fitness Company has simplified the financial planning process and stands ready to offer you the guidance and services that will give you a happily ever after ending to your money story. Contact us today at 888-865-1816 to find out how we can help you, or you can visit our website at fiscalfitnesscompany.com. That's fiscalfitnesscompany.com.
St. Jose Maria Escriva was born in 1902 in Spain and had a childhood rich in faith and in suffering. In 1918, he felt God calling him to something important, yet unknown. So he resolved to become a priest and stay open to the call, which was not made clear until 1928, when he received his mission on retreat. He was to begin Opus Dei. As a result of St. Jose Maria's work, countless men and women have come to understand their personal call to holiness in their state in life, to seek to grow in love of God and of all men and women. He later founded the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross, which enabled both priests and laypersons to cooperate in the mission of Opus Dei. St. Jose Maria Escriva died suddenly on June 26, 1975, having spread Opus Dei to 30 countries on 6 continents. Saint Jose Maria Escriva, pray for us. Reuters reports that the Supreme Court is set to release 6 opinions. One highly watched case involves a Missouri church who was denied state taxpayer funds to improve its playground, based on a law which bans taxpayer funds from going to religious groups. All eyes and ears this week are on Justice Anthony Kennedy, who it is suspected may announce his retirement from the Supreme Court after some 30 years. Fox News reports that the Supreme Court announced it will hear in the fall the case of a Colorado Christian baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. They have also just announced, as of this morning, that they will hear the Justice Department's appeal of the travel ban in October. Until then, the travel ban will stay in effect, and the court rulings which attempted to put a hold on the travel ban are now canceled. If immigrants from the 6 countries listed in the travel ban have a blood or legal relation in the United States, they will not be subject to the travel ban. The Supreme Court will also consider the ability of the president alone to establish immigration policy as part of the United States foreign policy. Reuters reported today that Iraq's counterterrorism services commander Abdul Ghani al-Assadi has given an update on the fight to retake Mosul from the hands of the Islamic State. The Iraqi forces have besieged the remaining 350 militants in the old city and are fighting through narrow alleyways and crumbling houses, facing sniper fire, suicide bombers, and booby traps laid by ISIS members. The final offensive to push through to the Tigris River is about to be launched. Quote, "The battle for Mosul will end in a few days, God willing," he said. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, I wish to shine a spotlight on the work of a man named Joseph Chambre. Joseph is a man who was heavily entrenched in the homosexual lifestyle. He left the lifestyle and credits the traditional Latin Mass for helping to bring him back home to the church. Every year at the Gay Pride Parade in San Francisco, which happened to be this past weekend, Joseph shows up, if he's lucky, with one or two volunteers.
I've done it for several years, and I've never had a repeat volunteer because, you know, all of my volunteers are straight, you know, Catholic, solid, conservative, Orthodox people. But, you know, they really want to, you know, go and help, and they like what I do. But they, none of them have ever come back, and they've all said, I just can't handle it. It's too gross. It's too vulgar. And I get it.
Wearing his JesusLovesGayMen.com t-shirt and carrying signs, Joseph brings the gospel to the marchers, meeting them where they are, engaging them in discussion, and handing out some $1,000 in Christian evangelization materials, mostly paid for out of his own pocket. He filmed a YouTube video after the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade in 2014, and here he gives his powerful opinion of the current generation of gay pride activists and their supporters.
I talk to hundreds of young people, gay, straight, everything, don't know, and they are on board on the gay train, 100%. And they don't understand, they have no idea what they're buying into. To them, it's music, it's the party, you know, it's looking good, it's being buff, it's being tan, and there's definitely that down here. But, you know, I know the other side. There's loneliness, the depression, the hurt, because these guys go home and they're alone and they're still hurt. You know, you can come out here and party and smoke weed and get drunk, but it's still gonna be in here. It's still gonna be here. This doesn't solve anything. This is a party on the graves of many men that have died. And in the end, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a lie. Gay men continue to become infected with AIDS. Gay men continue, even though they know that to have unprotected sex, even protected sex, can be deadly. They continue to do this. Why? Because they aren't happy. They aren't happy. You can put on all this facade you want down at Gay Pride, but it doesn't change what's in here. It doesn't change. And now there's a new generation that comes out here, and they're very reckless for what they're doing. They come out here and they support gay men and what they're doing. They support gay men in their woundedness, and they party and they pray and they don't understand. And then they go home. They go home to their nice little homes back in the suburbs from Walnut Creek. I talk to people from the East Bay, from the North Bay. They go home, and the gay men are here, and they stay here, wounded. So it's very wrong for what these people are doing, coming down here and supporting this. It's wrong. It's just dead wrong. These guys are high. These guys are drunk. They don't know what they're going to be doing tonight. Let me tell you, it happens. And it's all because the culture is now supporting them. There's no pushback at all. They're not offering any difference, anything, anything. God bless you all. And please, please pray for our gay brothers and sisters here and all over. God bless you.
Joseph Chambre's ministry also extends to educating the average Joe about the truth of the homosexual lifestyle and their agenda for the Catholic Church. He is truly the boots on the ground in the crusade to win back active homosexuals for Christ. Check him out at JesusLovesGayMen.com. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.